Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to Let's Find Out. Tonight, as we approach the new moon in Gemini and the wonderful celebration of summer that we have in America, Memorial Day weekend, Frank St. James and I are here to answer your questions that you may have about yourself, what's coming up, especially pertaining to this fabulous big eclipse that we're having in August. We're having an eclipse at 28 degrees Leo, which will be one of the first to really go right across America. We'll be able to see it full scope. And that means when an eclipse crosses the area that is active in, that area is going to be in for a shakeup. So there's a whole lot of shaking going on tonight. Good evening, Frank. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Well, I think that we're going to have quite a crew tonight, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your insights? And we know that Venus squares Pluto this week, so that's going to be interesting. I think it's really going to affect Washington. What do you think?
I think there's going to be a lot of changes in a lot of the misinformation is going to be uncovered.
Oh, so it's going to be fake news versus real news.
Right. And I watched some of the telecast today
from
Arabia,
Egypt.
It was a big plus, especially for America.
It was. I'm a little concerned about it, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we could finally have peace with Israel and the Arabs? Because I'm telling you, this is a 2,000-3,000 year old war that's never really stopped.
I don't think we're going to see it in our time. I just don't. So
well, I think it is going to take some time too. It's not anything that somebody's going to jump into, but it certainly is a good desire. And we've had a lot of these kinds of speeches, political speeches before, Frank. And get a little bit, it's like taking five steps forward and three steps back. So let's just hope and we can all pray for peace.
Well, I'm for peace.
I've seen enough
of my time.
Oh, I know.
Before the wars, so.
Well, we do have some people calling in with their questions. We have Erin from Illinois. And her date of birth is May 5th, and that was this month, Erin, so happy birthday. May 5th, 1995, Frank. Hello, Erin.
Hi. How are you doing today, Elizabeth?
What town are you from in Illinois?
I'm from the western suburbs, St. Charles.
Okay. And you have a question for Frank tonight?
I do. I just also wanted to say my birthday is actually May 29th, 1995.
Okay. That's coming
up. My question is, I've been a little bit torn lately about a past relationship and this new relationship I'm in. I did break up with this past relationship several years ago, but I just can't seem to get him out of my head ever. Like, I'm on this date with this new guy, and I'm trying to be happy, but I can't really seem to get over it. And I was just wondering how you guys see that all working out, and if there's a future for me in my past relationship, or if I should move on and really
Frank, and then I'll tell her. You first, Frank.
I don't feel that you have to, that you should go back.
Okay.
I feel that you should go forward, and I just feel too many problems from the past, and I know there's always something that you're going to look back at and not feel good about, but there's other things that, you know, there were a few things that definitely stuck with you. But
yeah.
I have never seen many, and I've done hundreds of readings, but I've never seen anything good come out of it. I think you're a different person, too. And you're looking for different things that are more quality in a relationship rather than going through the turmoil.
Aaron, who broke up with who?
I broke up with him.
Okay. Do you remember the reason why?
I kind of remember that there was some distance there. We were both going to college. And for me, it just kind of fizzled out. But
there's an old saying, and I want you to remember it. If love ain't there, it ain't there. If the man cared about you enough, he would have tried to work it out with you. But you went your way, he went his way. That means your karma is finished in this lifetime. I don't know why you're still thinking about it. Maybe you're making the mistake that many people make, comparing the new to the old. You really should work on some present life regression work to see if you can get to the root of why you're still hanging on to something that's so dead. It's just so dead.
Yes. You can't be blaming yourself on this. You really can't. You got to trust your intuition and your feelings. And at the time, you did the right thing. If he really wanted this to happen, he would have done anything.
That's true. You guys have made me feel a lot better about it, knowing I did the right thing.
Every time he comes into your head, acknowledge it and say, what is the emotions that I'm feeling? Because I think it's something that goes back to your childhood that he may have triggered or reminded you of. Present life regression work will help you heal. In the meantime, go forward and trust the universe. You're not going to go fast anyway. Take it slow.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Aaron, one more thing. It's wonderful when somebody has an interest in you. It is a treasure and it's sacred. Remember that for your new guy.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Enjoy your night, guys. Thank you.
We have Paige from New York, and her date of birth is February 23rd. February 23rd, 1976. Hi, Paige. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Great hearing from both of you.
Well, good. What can I do for you tonight? What's your question?
My son's father passed on Thursday, 5/18/2017.
Yes.
And I'm just calling. My question is, one, is he in a better place?
I said stop right there. You have to understand that you're not going to communicate with somebody who has just passed. It takes a long time before they process and before they're able to communicate with us. Sometimes they do communicate with us at birth. But other than that, they really don't. So, Frank, what do you think?
I'm going to tell you that the normal process, and I don't go by anybody else, because when I had my first experience, it was 3.5 years old with my grandfather. So, and since then, I've done thousands of this. Most of a normal passing, people are there that already passed. They come around the person and they feel the love and the calmness. And it does take it might take a few days, might take a few months to realize that what they went through, they didn't take with them.
Okay, that's great.
And they'll be around the family. They'll be around the family.
Right.
Okay. So then my main question would be, because his sister, he has yet to even be put to rest, and his sister is already starting the financial process, and I'm trying to make her aware that we need to be happy and together so that he can pass to where he needs to be.
Now, Paige, when somebody does that, it comes from fear, and it comes from trying to hang on, and it comes from wanting to take control. I'm the boss. All of that is ego, easing God out.
Okay, so how do I tell her, well, he has a will or something? Like, he didn't leave anything. He didn't allow any of us to put anything into organize anything.
Of course not, to control. But remember, and that a lot of people do that. You hear it from every family. Remember to remind her without making her wrong. Just ask her to have some memories, to share some memories with the other people present about what she loved about her brother. What did you love about your brother? What can you tell us? What memory can you share? See if you can get into that kind of a mode, especially if there's a gathering of everybody. As for the will, you should wait at least 60 days out of respect, and you can tell her that as well.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
Frank, do you have any message for Paige?
Yes, and you might even feel some of his presence around you. I mean, it's not like we're talking here. You might not hear his voice, but you might feel some of that energy. And as you're going through this period, you might just feel, you know, how you're feeling about him at the time. But you actually could feel something from him. I found a lot of cases where certain people in the family might have a feeling about him coming through, of showing something that they would feel like he's in the presence. I'll tell you right now, I don't feel. I don't feel, with his energy, I don't feel a problem like he's suffering. What is going on is he might be a little angry with himself about not taking care of things and leaving, you know, everybody to go wondering what to do with, you know, with his... But what he left behind. So
yeah, because he has a 12-year-old son that now I have to take care of by myself, and now I have to worry about her and how she feels and what she's coming after.
Now, was that did he die suddenly?
Yes, he had diabetes, and they started amputating, and it was an 8-month process, and then finally he went into cardiac arrest, and he passed.
Oh, so he did have warning to get his papers together. The daughter's going to be fine, by the way. The daughter's going to be fine. She's going to use her mind and have a pretty brilliant career. So that's, you hang on to that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
But he's not suffering. Let me tell you that.
Okay.
That's organic.
I'm glad to hear that.
And that definitely is left behind.
Okay.
Now he's got to get the reality of that he is not suffering, and somehow to contribute to help you guys out as far as his son and
I have his partners coming after me already. I have his sister, and I haven't even put him in the ground yet.
Okay, why don't you just remind them, look right in the eye and say, we will not discuss this until 60 days after his death. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think you need.
Okay, I respect
that. There has to be respect for him, and you're not respecting him.
Okay.
Try that.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Okay, we have Linda from Montana. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Linda's birthday is February 3rd, 1947. So, Linda, what is your question for Frank tonight?
Well, I'm in the process of selling my house. It's in escrow, and I'm not sure where to go. At this point, the only thing I can think of is putting it in storage.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll be guided to the right place to move to.
I think that's the best.
Let me ask you something. Do you have a buyer already?
Yes. We're in escrow. We have a closing of June 20th.
Okay. Can I tell you something interesting? Numerology terms,
yes.
You're in the sixth year of a nine-year cycle. And just an overall view of that is romance, real estate, it's creative energy, and sometimes you make more money than you think you're going to make, and it's good for negotiating. So you're in a perfect time for this kind of transition.
Yes, she really is. You just know you need to sell, Linda. I think that as you go through the next couple of months, you will be led. I wouldn't be surprised if it was just before the closing, but the idea to put everything in storage and just to wait is fine. There's no reason for you to hurry. You're
okay.
Starting to meet
people.
Yeah,
I was going to get a mover and have them hold it.
Yep, that's what to do. And you're going to meet people over the next 3 weeks that are going to be new people and very interesting. So follow up with some of their ideas and let yourself just be led. And if you want, offline later, you can write me and I can send you your karma. And maybe that will help you a little bit.
You
and Linda, interesting enough.
Idaho.
Yeah. Linda, interesting enough, I'm moving too at the end of the month. So I know what you're going through.
Shifting everything.
He knows where he's going, right, Frank?
Yeah. I know.
So there's a lot of activity with this eclipse on the 25th of August is very important. And we don't know how it's going to affect everybody, but it is going to create big changes. And the positive part about it is that the changes are going to answer questions and answer desires for people that have wanted to do something all their lives. The second thing it's going to help do is to settle matters with family that you've been at odds with. So the family members maybe that you haven't seen in a long time may come back into your life. But be careful of that trickster, right, Frank? There's always a trickster with an eclipse.
That's right. But like you said, it's going to clear away a lot of debris as far as communication goes and move on to something better. That's my feeling with it.
That's natural law. Keep your meditations up, Linda. And please let me know down the road how it's all going for you.
Well, I'm having all the emotions come up from tears to, oh, my God, I can't do this, to I've really been wanting to.
I'm doing this to open the door for my future.
You know what? You sound like my wife. My wife is going through that, and it's really tough going through the memorabilia.
It is.
I'm cleaning out. Oh.
Linda,
but it'll
happen.
It'll happen.
Do you know Louise?
And I'm excited at the same time, you know. But I don't have a fix on where I'm moving to, which people think I'm absolutely crazy to do this.
Well, you're not. Have you heard of Louise Hay? You know her, right?
Yes.
Who?
Louise Hay, she wrote the book, You Can Heal Your Life.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She has a wonderful mantra. It goes like this. I am safe. It's only change. Try that. I am safe.
I call it creative chaos.
That's great.
I'm calling creative chaos.
It's not really chaos. Chaos has to happen before you can settle again. That's normal. You have to dig the foundation before you build the house, and you have to fill it with all that dirt that's coming out of the ground. So you're on the right road.
I even asked the buyers if they wanted to back out of it yesterday, and they was like, no, we want the house.
Don't ask the buyers that again.
Yeah.
I will.
You know what?
I gave them the one time.
No, don't do it.
You're in a perfect situation. I mean, so many people are having a tough time selling, you know. And
well, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
Well, good. Now your dream is being answered by the universe, and that's how I started off. We need to move on. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you very much. And you have a great evening.
Frank, we got Maria from Maryland. and her birthday is August 15th, 1956. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Elizabeth.
This is my Maria?
Yes, it is. Hi, darling.
Oh, it's so good. I was thinking of you today, wondering how you were doing.
Isn't that funny? I got your email, and I said, the two of you and you and Frank together will be most powerful.
So, what's your question for Frank tonight?
My question is that I'm still having trouble developing and sustaining romantic relationships with men, even though I try growing and being the best person I can, and I don't know what to do about it.
I think, talking about perfect, I'm not saying you're perfect, but I don't think it's you. I think it's just...
It's who she picks.
You got to review, you got to review what you want. You sound like you want to make yourself, overly available. I'm not saying in a negative way, but I mean, giving them an easier time to have a relationship with you. And the bottom line is, let him work for this.
Right, and
you
Maria,
you're special.
It's character, Maria. You're picking the wrong character. So you need to find out why. What I'd like you to do is to sit down and think about the last five people that you dated and write down their positive and negative traits, and maybe you can find a pattern. But again, you need some present life regression work. We've talked about this before.
Okay. I don't have quantity so that I can pick quality.
Yeah.
Yes, well, but the trouble is that you do have quantity, you just don't know it. You have to open up to it. It takes some work on your inner self.
Maria, if you could be a little patient, I feel in August, gentlemen, divorced, but he might have had some military service too, and he also has a dog, a good-sized dog, it's going to be a chance meeting. It's not like we're going to go on and do one of those sites. And you're in the sixth year, well, I explained to the last caller, and romance is right up top there. And it's a earth year, so you'll get the right information that you need, and you'll find yourself not going overly emotional when you do meet this person. But you'll feel a special energy.
Maybe if you can get some other before then, you can get a little clearer. It's a matter of clearing your belief system in the past and being open to new energies and new types of character.
That's what I'm looking for, Elizabeth, is character.
All right. So you'll have to come up with me and go to New Jersey and sit at the feet of the Holy Mother, because she's coming at the end of June. And that should fit Frank's prediction very nicely.
Very nice. I looked her up, Elizabeth. She sounds amazing.
She is. Okay, thanks for calling, Maria, and call me this next week, will you, please?
I will. I'll be in touch. Lots of love.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny about people, Frank, because sometimes we pick the same energy in a different face, and we just keep repeating because of our self-worth. We keep repeating dating the alcoholic or dating the two-timer or whatever, and we can only change that from going within. But it can be done, don't you think?
Well, it's sometimes it's a past life thing that was never resolved. And unconsciously, we keep picking the same type, thinking we're going to change them.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
Nope. I call it the same energy in a different face. We do have another caller, Sandy from Pennsylvania. Date of birth, July 3rd, 1962. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. What is your question for Frank tonight?
So, yes, Frank, and yes, I've met you before, Frank, in person. And one of the things that you spoke to me about when we met, and I've had somebody else also bring this up to me, is that there's a Michael that came through on the reading, but I couldn't identify who he was. And I was just wondering if you might have some inclination of who he might be, because this has been twice now that I've been told that there's a Michael around me.
In spirit or,
Yeah.
I don't remember. I can't remember the reading, you know.
Of course not. Yes.
What was it referred to as Michael? That somebody you're meeting or?
No, you said that there was a Michael coming through for me and you asked me who he was. And at the moment, I couldn't identify him. And then I also had another reading where somebody said the same thing. And I'm trying to figure out who Michael is.
I feel that it was somebody that you might have went to school with. And sometimes, and I believe that person passed. And it was an accident. But sometimes the spirit goes searching for somebody, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with the family, but sometimes they feel a connection with that person. So it might be somebody from school.
Okay.
Maybe he had a crush on you.
I actually had been told at one point that there was somebody that I went to school with that had gotten in an accident, and he came through on the reading. And I can't remember his name offhand, but now you're starting
Michael
to jog my
Sandy.
Memory.
His name is Michael.
Michael?
Well, you can do
that.
Sandy, before you go to bed at night, sit on the edge of your bed, close your eyes, take some deep breaths to get very relaxed, and say, I welcome you, Michael, and please bring me your message in my dreams.
Okay.
I welcome you, Michael, and please bring me your message in my dreams. I am loving you. Thank you for contacting me. That's what you can do. And that does work a lot of times.
And I think you're going to be like therapeutic for this person.
Okay.
You got a beautiful spirit. You know that.
You know something, Sandy?
Thank you.
I don't know if you know this, but people that go out of the body go out on other people's timelines for strength. So whoever he was, he knew you in the past. He had a crush on you, and he used your timeline to exit the earth, and he's trying to thank you for it. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I've got some chills, so you must be right.
And just do that little exercise and see if you can open yourself up to it. And then maybe you'll have a surprise and open yourself up to deeper intuition than you've had before. And I can help you with that down the road. If you've met Frank, it means you've been to my psychic fairs.
I have, and I really enjoy them, and I can't wait to see Frank again in person. You've been my favorite so far, and I really enjoyed my reading, and I can't wait to do that again.
Thank you.
First weekend in November.
You're welcome. Okay, in November, I look forward to it.
And thank you for supporting Let's Find Out and the charities in Pennsylvania, because we support Bucks County Charities.
My pleasure.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, and I want to remind everybody that you can call in and ask a question. We have an open mic, and the number to call is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. We're going to go into some commercials, and then Frank is going to come back and talk about what's coming in June, July, and August, because we're headed for this big eclipse, and I know there's a lot to say. Talk to you on the other side. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing from May 22nd through May 28th, 2017. An Aries moon wakes you early on Sunday to exercise or get off to a fast start of the day. This continues into Monday, when the moon will be very active. On a day that the moon activates a lot of other planets, you just need to flow from one project or person to the next, not getting hung up in any one place. It's one step forward and two steps back this week with a new moon in Gemini, who wants to know everything, along with a Venus square and a nasty Mars-Saturn opposition on the 27th. The early week activities are setting us up for Thursday, May 25th, as Venus squares Pluto. This is a rough patch for love and finances, as it involves obsession, dangerous power plays, and relationships ending in a negative and aggressive way. Watch North Korea and the stock market. This is a prelude to the effects of the late August full eclipse in Leo that's coming. Accomplish practical tasks on Tuesday and Wednesday, especially where you are finishing up projects started late last month. Get it done. The Gemini new moon is on May 25th at 5 degrees Gemini. There is an abundance of mutable signs now, adapting with flexible Gemini, Sagittarius, Pisces. Gemini is a curious sign, suggesting that it's time to get out and explore new possibilities. It's time to double down, the twins, and start not only one but two projects, because this new moon is in for a lucky trine with Jupiter. If you grab this energy by the tail and focus and move forward, you are sure to roar with fulfillment and success. Step out of your comfortable rut to meet new people and try new activities. There is a challenge between I Want It Now Mars and Be Patient Saturn. There is also a challenge between love and money. Venus wanting new opportunities quickly, and Pluto advising you that you must clean up your past first. This brings the need to dramatically move forward without being exactly certain where you are going, while going at a slow but sure turtle speed. Check to verify that your values are on the same page as the people who you are working with, rather than making assumptions now. Although it feels a little like you're being jerked back and forth, know that it's just the universe multitasking. On a more abstract note, the spiritual destiny nodes that moved into Leo and Aquarius earlier in the month are at the same degree of Leo as the total solar eclipse coming in August. Write in your journal about activities and thoughts that are going on with you now. In August, go back and read what you wrote in your journal this week to see if there's a connection between now and then. Friday is an active day, so put on your good walking shoes and keep on the move. Saturday has the moon moving into Cancer for a nourishing weekend. Food and family are favored as we go into the USA Memorial Day holiday weekend, and also traditionally the beginning of summer. Sunday has Mars opposing Saturn, producing a fly in the ointment. This face-off can bring roadblocks, obstacles, and delays. Cheer up, because this energy lasts for only a day or so, and then we're done with it. This brings a lot of hurry-up-and-wait feeling, because you can experience this as a fast action pulling you apart at one time and collapsing and going on into a couch potato after that. This energy can be very exciting and draining at the same time. If it all doesn't work out for you now, have patience, pull back, and give it a go once June opens. Keep an eye out this week with people, messages, and traffic. And I'll see you next time. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road being in some movies as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support. So expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income. And I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com, for my schedule during the summer. Also, why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, station 2, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, new age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share, to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 2. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
They shine a little brighter. They feel a little more. They touch your life in ways no one has ever done before. They love a little stronger. They live to give their best. They make our lives so blessed. Why do they go so soon? The ones who are so, so beautiful. I heard someone say there must be borrowed angels here in this life. They come along into this world and make this world bright. They can't stay forever, 'cause they're heaven sent. And sometimes heaven needs them back again.
And that was Christian Sinoeth, and she was singing Borrowed Angels, a song I really love. Of course, we're going into Memorial Day, and I'm honoring all of our people that have fought for our country in their way, and they have been our fallen angels. And I'm sure that many of us know somebody that we really, really loved that passed too soon. They're a fallen angel as well. I had two foster children that I loved deeply, and both of them have passed away at a young age because when they were younger, they were exposed to asbestos, so they died a year apart. And I'm dedicating this song, Fallen Angels, to Carolyn and Nellis. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we have Frank St. James giving readings and answering your questions about what's coming between now and the eclipse in August. The number is 888 429 5471. And we still have a little time to take one or two more calls. So give us a call at 888-429-5471. Hello, Frank. We're back.
I'm waiting.
I just wondered if you wanted to talk a little bit about Memorial Day and our soldiers. You were telling me a story.
Well, I recently did a reading with a fella that went to Vietnam. He was 17. And he told me about all his friends that had passed and some after Vietnam and the horrendous, conflict that he was in. And, you know, he was saying that most of these new recruits lasted maybe 14, 15 minutes being dropped in the middle of a rice paddy and with no protection. But after the war, he would visit all his friends that he could that were left. Mm-hmm. And he was at many funerals. It was very sad. And I've lost friends that I went to school with that went over there too for various, I had a friend who was a medic and I believe he got Agent Orange and he died from that. But I've known a lot of people, and I'm a vet myself, but luckily I was in the Navy during 59 to 61 active, and we were in the middle of the Russian trawlers up in near the Arctic when we were doing maneuvers with other countries, we traveled all over to try to keep our presence shown, my hat goes out to them always, and I give to them.
I had, during the Vietnam War, I had Jeffrey, my second child, and I had Vance, but Jeffrey was born during that time, and I joined a block mothers club where you were supposed to, if you were home all day, keep a watch out for the children as they walked home from school, and through that I met a teacher who had a daughter who was a senior in high school and gave birth to another daughter, and her husband was in Vietnam. He was 18. Well, he never came home. I took care of baby Patty for 5 years, and I really did enjoy doing that. And Peggy got her life together, and she finally became an X-ray technician, and we just supported her through that transition. But so many of the young girls lost their men. It's very difficult.
Well, my brother was in the Air Force part of the Navy, so... Mm-hmm. He was a mechanic, and he flew with a lot of the missions too. But he's buried in a military cemetery on Cape Cod. But he could tell you stain your hair on the back of your neck too.
Well, we are honoring all of our fallen men over the Memorial Day weekend, and I hope that you and your family will do the same. Now, Frank, do you want to talk a little bit about our approach into this eclipse? Because we're coming into the shadow of it as June opens. I think we're going to have some startling changes in June and some trials and tribulations that we're going to have to overcome.
Well, I don't know if I could say that on the air, but it's proverbial hitting the fan this time, especially with all the controversy and all the lies and taking something out of context. And I think we're going to start seeing some people paying for it, I'm not saying that everybody's clean here. People make mistakes, and it's another learning process for somebody that hasn't been politically indoctrinated. But I feel they'll learn first. And
the first thing they have to learn is self responsibility and taking responsibility for what they do, and saying I didn't say it, I didn't do it. That sounds like the little kid that flunked his Spanish test, and he's going over the results of his test with the teacher, and she said, "Well, this word means this. Oh, I knew that. Well, I was going to put that down. I knew that. I was going to write that. So you should give him an A." We have to be responsible for what we say and what we do. And I think that's the lesson. And this fake news is very sad. The media has made a lot of mistakes, but other people have made a lot of mistakes too and have been fed misinformation. And we do have to be careful and really trace what we hear before we say it. Otherwise, that's just plain gossip. And I would love to see the fake news stop as we become more factual. And now we've got Saturn going into Capricorn. We might have a chance. What do you think, Frank?
Well, it's lessons learned. And corporations and the way the technology has been going so fast. And I definitely see, instead of, you can't predict 50 years ahead now because it's going to happen 5 years. So the changes in everything, in a communication, is going to be phenomenal.
And everybody's going faster and faster. Yeah, you mean the new technology that we have is phenomenal. We've got good new technology where it's going to help the handicapped and it's going to help the elderly. And I think that's great.
Well, I've heard of amazing things with stem cells and everything, and some other methods that are really, I've heard people being cured within 4 days. The other thing going on, Frank, is that
for the elderly, they're building robots that are kind of like these androids that are going to be able to take care of them in their home so that they can stay in the home and not go to a nursing home, and they'll know who to call if there's a problem. In other words, even if they are bedridden, they'll be able to be served and taken care of. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to put my order in. Next week.
We'll be hearing about that this next year. So what do you think is the most important thing that's going to happen between now and August?
Well, I think the whole thing is that they actually might come out with regulations on certain news leaks, and they better prove what they got. I feel the whole turnaround in the communication industry.
Well, I said that a long time ago, that the news industry is going to absolutely change. And they've got to be more fastidious with their information and not just want a blurb line to be famous for 5 minutes.
Yeah, because the certain newspapers, which have been dwindling, are only sustained by these people that are really trying to tear the country apart. You know, I don't see them being able to sustain that. I just don't.
I think this whole thing is working. If we keep going the way we are, we could have some rioting in the streets this summer because there are things that are happening that are not in harmony with what we need as the middle class people. I think that the Trump Medicare bill is going to have some problems. Yes, Obamacare is not good, and we could improve on it, but Trump Care is a little bit worse. They won't pay for the ambulance ride. They won't pay for pre-existing conditions. What we really have to do is teach the insurance companies that they aren't going to make as much money as they have been. They've got to take a loss so that we could all be treated fairly. And I see big change coming with that.
Well, I see them actually starting to work really on it. It's not going to be the same bill that was presented and exactly what you're talking about, the results from that. So I really see that it might be a whole different a health bill.
It's got to be a whole different balance, yep. Yeah. Well, you know, my first husband was a pharmacist and my son is a doctor. And I can remember the many conversations that they had when this all started back in the 60s. They took the power away from the doctors and they gave it to the insurance companies. I think that has to come back around. A doctor should not be told by a computer how to diagnose and what prescription he has to give. And if he doesn't give the prescription, he gets fined.
Yes.
This is wrong. This has to change.
Well, they're going after the doctors because of, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, is opioids or?
The opioids, yes.
Yeah, because they're getting restricted on what they can hand out so easily. So.
Well, I think it's about time. And well, maybe we have to improve the medication, not punish the doctors. We have to improve it so that it doesn't hurt the body as much as it does when we take it.
Well, I think the drug companies have to be accountable. They can't keep going on and putting stuff out that actually is detrimental to your health.
That's what I think Saturn in Capricorn is going to do. It's going to take the corporations and the big bucks people and change it back to more of a balanced and healthy way of life. So let's just hope that happens.
You know, the other thing that I'm feeling is we're going to start to hear more from Middle America. Because, you know, not just from the big cities.
Right, from the hills and from the valleys, absolutely. Look at all the flooding that's going on in Middle America. I don't think half the country realizes it. The ones that are safe don't realize it. What's really happening is the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are coming together. And all of these towns we're going to lose. We're going to lose Memphis. We're going to lose St. Louis, Kansas City, and a lot of other areas. It's going to become water right down to New Orleans. So we're watching that. This is the third year the rain hasn't stopped. And this was predicted by Edgar Cayce years ago. I believe Nostradamus. Do you know if Nostradamus predicted this? I know Cayce did.
I know there was a map of a revision map of America, which I saw about 20 years ago.
Gordon Michael Scallion did that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to hang on to our hats and try to stay dry. We are at the end of the show, Frank, and I know you're going to come back at the end of June, if at all possible, because you're moving. But we're looking to possibly June 25th, and we will keep you posted. So thank all of you that came in, and thank you to the listeners. And thank you, Frank, for being here tonight and giving us your time. It is really appreciated.
Well, thank you too, Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going into the meditation, and the meditation is called Developing Your Ascension Self. So relax, put both feet flat on the floor, or you can lie down on your bed as long as your legs are uncrossed, and allow yourself to go into the meditation. It's pretty powerful. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation. Developing Your Ascension Self in 2017. With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels genuinely new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego, or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime
making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready. Take 3 deep breaths. Make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say they could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death, but a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another, right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number 1, death of a loved one. Number 2, a lost love or divorce. Number 3, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out-of-control child. Number 4, an unhappy marriage. Number 5, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number 6, great physical pain and discomfort. Number 7, jail time. And number 8, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or perhaps little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay then. We've established there's a hell right here on earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death, a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death, he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2017 and realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge, let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2017 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go. Let everything that went wrong in 2016 go. And the years before that, let it all go. And understand that you are signing up for a positive 2017, where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. Happy New Year. Jesus.